WFM 91.7.
Muhammad Nabina.
Living a life that depicts the teachings of Islam is the dream of every Muslim. Everyday Muslim, Saturdays 11 a.m. on Women Radio 91.7, is in collaboration with Muslim Public Affairs Center, NPAC. Everyday Muslim will address the misconceptions on Islam, foster a peaceful coexistence, and guide the everyday Muslim on the journey in Islam. Everyday Muslim, Saturdays 11 a.m. on Women Radio 91.7, simplified understanding of the deen.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته I welcome you to Everyday Muslim live on WFM 91.7 It's a beautiful Saturday morning It's the 15th day of Ramadan also coinciding with the 15th of March 2025 inshallah ta'ala subhanallah when I tell you 15th day you already know that we're getting close to the second portion of Ramadan leaving us which means that we are as close as possible to entering the last 10 days of Ramadan and when best to talk about Laylatul Qadr so today inshallah ta'ala we're going to be looking at anticipating Laylatul Qadr unlocking the gates of mercy and forgiveness I have my guest right here in the studio with us. He's been joining us virtually for a while, so much so that I thought he was joining virtually today, and then he surprised us by joining us physically, alhamdulillah. Imam Abulabiba Taufik Busari will be the one walking us through, helping us to learn the best ways to anticipate Laylatul Qadr and what to do when the night is upon us. He is the Imam Director of Darul Sa'ada Islamic Center in Otaogun State. He's also a Quran tutor at the university, Crescent University in Abeokuta, Ogun State. Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbim. It's good to have you here.
The veteran
flesh and blood. Live right here in the studio. Let's just dive right into it because, believe it or not, it seemed like we just started fasting yesterday and subhanAllah. Wow. We're done with the first 10, we're almost done with the second 10, and the next time we know, we're going to be wishing ourselves Eid Mubarak, subhanAllah. But let's not get distracted, the race is still on, the month is still here, let's make the most of it. And so, let's look at Laylatul Qadr. It's not just any night, it is the night, the moment when destinies are set, mercy descends in waves beyond human comprehension. What makes this night the single most important in a believer's life, and what does it truly mean to be absent when the gates of divine mercy are wide open?
Allahu Akbar. Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, Wassalatu Wassalam Ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa mawala. Our praises be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the uncreated creator of the entire creation. We beseech his blessings upon our noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his household, his companions, and all those that tread his path till the day of reckoning. Alhamdulillah, it's a blessing that we are in the month of Ramadan. It's a great blessing from Allah. It couldn't have come from anyone else but Allah. And one of the blessings Allah made for this ummah, that is the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that he blessed us with the month of Ramadan. And to top it all, he now gave us Laylatul Qadr. What he never gave other nations, he gave us the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's the night of majesty. The lifespan of the Ummah of Muhammad, the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet said is between 60 and 70. That's the expected life expectation. This thing is within 60 and 70. It could be less, it could be more. But the expectation averagely is within 60 and 70. So the moment you are above 60, you know, you are having extra time. You understand? So compared to the previous nations, look at Nabiullah Nuh alayhi salam. He called to the way of Allah. That's not his age. He called to the way of Allah 1,000 years less 50. as Allah described it. That's 950 years.
Just for the call.
Just for the call. How old was he when he died? So you will see like that in the previous nations that they had long life. But we, the Ummah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we have such a life, 60, 70. How do you compare that to that of 950, above 1,000 and the likes? But Allah gave us something that will surpass everything. And that's what, that's Laylatul Qadr. Allah Akbar. Allah made us understand that an ibadah, an act of worship, you engage in that night, will be like you, in fact, not like, it will be more than you saying that thing to worship Allah for 83 years and 4 months. You imagine saying Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Can you actually even sit down and say it for 83 years and 4 months non-stop? That's 1,000 months.
No.
Can you sit down and keep chanting this for 83 years and 4 months non-stop? But you saying it during the night of majesty will give you the reward as though you did it for 83 years and 4 months. And the reward will not be limited to that of 83 years and 4 months. It will be more than.
No, because ordinarily in the month of Ramadan, he multiplies it to.
So Allah said, khayrun min alf shahr. He said, it's better than 1,000 months.
Hmm.
So 1,000 months is 83 years and 4 months. So better than. So it's not even equivalent. It's even more than.
Yeah.
Now imagining you being blessed with 10 of Laylatul Qadr. 10 of it. As you and I are seated here now, we have been able to witness more than 10. I know, if I don't know my age, actually I know I'm more than 10 years now.
No.
Right? I'm certain of that. I may not know, but I know I'm more than 10 years.
No.
So 10 years observing or witnessing Laylatul Qadr for 10 years.
That's 10,000 months.
10,000 months. So over about 850 years, you're giving the opportunity of 850 years. You know? Look at that. So ibadah, reward of ibadah, that would fetch you more than the reward of 850 years within 10 years. So the question will be that, how have we been making use of it? No, does it just come and go, or is it that we are not even conscious of its presence? Because this is time to really put up our strength. No matter what we are coming with, this is the real work.
In fact, when you said the real work, in my head, you double up your efforts in the middle 10 and then you triple your efforts in the last 10.
Exactly,
because that's really
yes.
what it is. And so staying up all night, it may seem easy. That's like for lots of people. We actually are able to stay up all night binging on movies and all of that. So, but when it comes to Ramadan, it's a different ball game. But however, you know, staying up all night is the easy bit. But truly anticipating Laylatul Qadr requires more than physical wakefulness. It demands a heart that is alive and yearning. How should a believer prepare internally and externally so that they don't just pass through the night? The night actually passes through them. That they're actually transformed by that night.
Let me pick that of the external. We need to be intentional about being dutiful, being active during that time. As the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to do. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to ensure that that time, the hadith says, Ahya Laylahu. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wakes up all night. Wa aykadha ahlahu. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam even wakes his family members.
No.
None of you would sleep. We'll all be active together.
No.
Then washtajja mi'zarahu, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will tighten up his belt. It is said that the meaning is direct and metaphorical. Tighten his belt is that I don't have time for sexual intimacy or thereabout. This is not the time for it. Or metaphorical meaning that he puts in more effort.
No.
So all these three things require physical preparation.
No.
For you to be able to do it, then it must be that you must have cut down your schedule. Whatever that keeps you busy during the day, that will make you so tired during the night, has to be cut off. So if you are the type that works for somebody, you know, you work in an office or whatever form of job, working for somebody, then it's best to plan your leave at this period.
No.
If you can't have the entire month for yourself,
at least
the last 10 nights, the last 10 days, have it off so that you can have physical time to do this. If it is that you work for yourself, then it's best you do what you close down, shut down, whatever you might think you will be losing at this time. Is nothing compared to what you will gain.
If you miss, what you will do is if you miss the night, subhanAllah. So you actually put it.
You just place it. Okay, how much do you want to realize within these 10 days? Compared to a time that your decision regarding your life for 1 year will be taken. Do you want to toy with your earnings for 1 year?
Just because of 10 days?
So why not put aside 10 days? You know, sometimes even in the office, they send you on conference. They say you go on seminar. You understand? Go and gather more. Because they know how productive you will be if you gather that.
No.
And what will bring in. So they don't mind you losing those days in the office. Just go in there. So it's just like that. You know, go in for this because you'll be bringing in you'll be coming in with a lot of goodies and a lot of benefits from Allah. So this time, in fact, if it's possible for you to go for Umrah, it's the best.
No.
But we have issues with visa in Nigeria. A lot of people are unable to go for Umrah this Ramadan, apart from those that had previous visa before, or probably will be having a visa on arrival due to having visa of other countries, you know. But apart from that, a lot of people are unable to. That does not mean no ibadah. So if you plan to go for Umrah and it does not work, no problem. You've made an external preparation, yes. Then settle down right in your country here. Prepare for intikaf.
No.
Look for a location that will be so serene, that will give you that comfort. When I say comfort, spiritual comfort, I mean.
No.
I don't mean
least distraction.
Least distraction. I don't mean the
cozy bed.
No, you won't have anything to do. So have where you'll be so comfortable to focus spiritually, no distractions, and put aside worldly affairs.
No.
So this will constitute your physical preparation, external preparation. But for your internal, the internal preparation didn't just start now. It has started even before
Ramadan.
The coming of Ramadan.
No.
And that's in the month of Sha'ban, must have done a whole lot of things. Because when you want to plant something, you plant something in a soil that is fertile.
Prepared.
Prepared soil.
Yes.
You must have prepared the soil, put in there, then that's when it will germinate. When the rain comes or water comes there, then it will work on. So that's just it. Your heart has to be prepared.
No.
It has to be fertile.
No.
For the rain of Ramadan to come and make things germinate.
No.
Right in there. No. So you have to prepare your heart for piety. And the rain of Ramadan comes in there, you know, and have a good, it makes you have a good growth of your plant or thereabout. But if the soil is bad, which is your heart, what will Ramadan, the rain of Ramadan, do on your soul? Nothing. No effect. And that's why we should have prepared ourselves right even before the commencement of Ramadan.
No.
And with the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah did not keep the night of majesty in the first 10 days or first 10 nights. Because, you know, some people may be heedless and not even prepare for Ramadan. That would have caught them so much unaware.
Sure.
They just come in to Ramadan and have the night of majesty within the first 10 nights. No preparation, the heart is dead, the body is dead, everything is dead, no coordination, nothing. A lot of people will lose. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy and His benevolence, He kept it in the last 10 nights. Even if you've not prepared ahead, then the first 20 days and 20 nights
should have
prepared you enough for the rigorous activity of the last 10 nights.
True. SubhanAllah. So, you know, this night we talk about, this night of Qadr, night of Laylatul Qadr, is the is a night of limitless mercy. It calls for a lot of du'as, and most of these du'as are meant to be weighty, intentional, and life-altering. What are the most urgent, essential, and powerful du'as that you can share with us that we can make on the night of Laylatul Qadr? These du'as are expected to shape not just this world, but secure us for the hereafter. So,
let me start with what the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave his wife, that we should be full of during this period, that is the period of Laylatul Qadr. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said we should ask Allah of his afu, his pardon. Once you have the pardon of Allah, you have everything. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. That's the one I wanted to mention, is another form of asking Allah his pardon. But the specific one the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned is what Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. What does this mean? Allahumma innaka afuun. Oh Allah, you are full of pardon. Tuhibbul afwa, you love to pardon people. Fa'fu anni, please, oh Allah, pardon me. Why is it that we are not asking Allah for forgiveness? Why is it pardon? What's the difference?
Okay.
There's a great difference, a whole lot of difference between asking Allah for his pardon and asking Allah for forgiveness. When you are being forgiven, if Allah forgives you, what that means is that what? The record of it remains in your record.
Okay.
The documentation that you did so and so wrongly will remain in your record. But the consequence of it, which is the forgiveness, the punishment
has been
will be
lifted.
Taken away from you.
Okay.
But it is still there.
No.
Just like those days when we used to collect a physical report card. You know, in a physical report card, how do you see it being reported? You see red. Those that have failed one course or the other, one subject or the other, you see their dossier or their report card, shedding tears or bleeding with red. The fact that you've even been promoted to another class, that okay, you are promoted from social class to social class, but having it on your record, your report sheet, that actually you got red in this, is enough a disgrace.
No.
Let alone now collecting a record from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you committed so on so day, it is there. You having it alone is a punishment. Facing Allah with that thing that you did so and so on so day. Allah mentioning that alone can finish you.
No.
Even though he will not punish you with. But the other one, al-afu, pardon, is for you to ask Allah. When you ask Allah for pardon, it means that both the punishment and the record should be wiped off.
Mashallah.
Wipe it off from my record that I ever did so and so. Then the punishment, don't let me ever have it. So it means that nobody will go through my record and know that I committed sin on day. That's the difference. And that makes pardon, asking Allah his pardon, more weighty than asking Allah for his forgiveness.
No.
So the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam encouraged us asking Allah for his pardon. That is, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. And once Allah pardons you, he has pardoned you, what else? Then he will interact with you with his mercy, with his bounty, with, whatever, mention it. So, aside this, it's not that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us that you should not make any other dua apart from this. No.
Okay.
You are free to make every other dua.
All the requests, all the long
requests. There is no problem in you having that long record. Make a dua list in a book. Having an higher education, exhausted for whatever, is not up to what is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ask everything, ask Allah everything, don't miss out. Present your request, because a budget is to be made.
Even if the budget of this country is to be made now, every parastate, every ministry will send in their request.
No.
For the year, we need this, we need this, we need this, we need that. Then the president will now put everything together to make a budget for the country.
Yes.
So your budget is to be made, a budget is to be made for the next 1 year. So why not send in your request? So if it's as bulky as anything, never mind. Is nothing to Allah.
No.
Present everything to Allah.
No.
And you'll be marveled at what Allah will do.
Mm.
Do not be pessimistic.
Mm.
Be optimistic about everything. Think I, aim I, have that lofty projects documented, present to Allah and start working towards it.
No.
And when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives us dua, there's something we call Jawami'ul Kalim. Jawami'ul Kalim is for you to say very small things. But the depth of it is so high. If you're you to explain it, oh my God, you need voluminous books to explain just a single statement. And Allah blessed Nabiullah Muhammad with that.
Awesome.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there are a lot of dua he gave us. For example, Allahumma inni as'aluka min kulli khayrin khazainu biyadik wa a'udhu bika min kulli sharrin khazainu biyadik. For example. Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayrin khazainu biyadik. Allahum, oh my Lord, I ask you of the goodness that you have released from yourself. Any goodness that is coming from you, oh Allah, I want it.
Mm.
But any evil, I don't want it.
Mm.
Look at that. The volume of that is so
all encompassing.
It's
not even. There's nothing to be asking for. Car,
yeah,
house,
everything goodness,
everything
oh Allah.
Good. Send it to me.
No. Everything evil,
stay away from me.
Subhanallah. Allahumma nas'aluka min al-khayri kullihi, ajilihi wa ajilihi, ma 'alimtu minhu wa ma lam a'lam. What does that mean? Allahumma inni as'aluka min al-khayri kullihi. Oh Allah, I ask you of all goodness. Ajilihi wa ajilihi. The immediate one of it. Or the aftermath of it, if it is goodness, I want it. Ma'alim to minu wa ma'alam a'alam. The one I know to be goodness, and the one I don't even know to be goodness, that you, Allah, know to be goodness. Please
send
it
my way. Allahu Akbar.
Wa a'udhu bika min ash-sharri kullihi. I ask you, Allah, to protect me from all evils. Ajili wa ajili. The immediate one that you see that, this one is evil. Or the one that you will not even identify as evil, it will disguise. And later, the consequences start coming. Oh Allah, as long as it is evil, I don't want it. Ma alim to minu wa ma lam alam. The one I recognize, I know as evil, and the one I don't even know. Please, oh Allah, take it away from me. So look at how weighty this dua we have. We are blessed.
We're rounded, all encompassing duas.
Allahumma ij'al kulla qada'in ma qada'in qada'itahu lana khayra. Oh Allah, everything, because that night your qadar will change to qada. Qadar, it is predestined.
No.
Qadar, something that is already done. Allahumma ma qadaita lana min qada'in, or ma qadaita li min qada'in. Whatever decree that you want to decree for me, anything that you want to decree for me, Allahumma ma qadaita li min qada'in, faj'al aqibatahu rashada. Make the consequence, the outcome of it to be guidance.
No, subhanAllah. I need to stop here. We'll go on a quick break. I need to pay some bills and we'll be back, inshallah ta'ala. Stay with us.
Radio 91.7, breaking the culture of silence.
Oh, the good old days when the only worry was finding a good ball to play. Those were the days when values were taught and transferred from one generation to the other. But just because times have changed doesn't mean the values should too. And that's why even when it comes to investing, I choose Halal, because I get to do the right thing. Get value for your values. Invest with Lotus Capital today and enjoy a variety of ethical investment options with competitive returns offered by a team of SEC-registered fund managers. With over 15 years' experience, Lotus Capital gives you value for your values. Visit www.lotuscapitallimited.com. Call 0908-705-8405 or 0908-705-8405. Lotus Capital Limited, creating wealth the halal way.
Women Radio 91.7. Radio 91.7, amplifying women's voices every hour, every day.
I mean, if you're just joining us, it is Everyday Muslim Live here on WFM 91.7. And subhanAllah, you heard us laughing because I asked Imam, all this dua, you help me write it down and put it in my own list, said consultation fee. So if you're also on my side and you want this list, let's all, let's beg you to release all this list to us, subhanAllah. So inshallah, we can catch up with all those duas that he has shared with us on our social media handles, MPACNG, Facebook, our Twitter page, inshallah ta'ala, will share those duas there so we can all benefit. And subhanAllah, once we make the dua, you know, Abu Labba will be collecting reward just like that because he has led us to the path of goodness.
That's my consultation.
That's it, paid in advance. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. Right, so we've been talking about the night of Qadr, and generally we know the night comes for the day. So, how we need you to guide us. How exactly do we start searching? When do we start searching? So that now, especially the date, let's know when gang pato, that we start to look for that night so that we don't miss it out.
That's good.
Yeah.
Today is 15. Obviously, without ambiguity. So it means that if today is 15, tomorrow will be 16, Sunday.
That's
I want
Sunday
to go with the layman calculation.
Yes.
So let me do mathematics.
Mm.
So today 15, tomorrow 16.
Sunday
16, that is Monday 17. Tuesday
18.
Wednesday
19.
Thursday
20. Okay.
That Thursday that is 20, the night that will follow.
From 7 p.m.
of that Thursday,
Ganga. Is the day the job starts.
The job starts. I mean work safe because it's a night of
it's an 21. Odd night.
It's an odd night. Night of 21 because you just fasted 20.
No.
So as you finish fasting 20, you are now entered into the night of 21.
No.
It's a night you cannot joke with.
Hmm.
It's part of the 10 nights.
No.
And it's part of the odd nights.
No.
Because when the Prophet told us about it, he said we should search this night within the last 10 nights.
No.
Then he was there was further inquiry, you know, people being inquisitive, which one exactly? So that Allah made me know, but I've forgotten. But I know that it is within the, what's it called?
The odd nights.
So 21 is an odd night. 23 is an odd night. 25 is an odd night. 27 is an odd night. 29 is an odd night. So, but you know my advice.
To stay safe, just focus.
Thank you.
Give
very
the
much
same energy to all the 10 nights.
All the 10 nights.
Now.
Give the same energy.
Mm.
It means that you didn't miss any.
Now.
And you must have been fortunate with it in any of the 10.
Uh-huh.
Rather than saying so-so person said is 27.
So you relax.
So-so person said is kinika. In our masjid, today is our Lailatul Qadr. No. Don't be deceived with that.
Mm.
Today is our masjid, the last recording in our masjid. No.
Mm.
The masjid just chose one day for. Don't be deceived with that. Be active for the last 10 nights, the entire 10.
No.
And that's why itikaf is better.
No.
But if you cannot, the prayer practice itikaf.
No.
But if you cannot, then be active. Sleep during the day, use it. During the night, be awake.
Stay awake.
Observe, what's it called?
Tahajjud.
Have long standing for Allah. Have long standing. Cry to Allah. Then open your hands. Make request while standing. Your kunut. Then sit down. That list you have prepared, start presenting them one after the other. Allah, this issue of my son. This. Allah, this issue of my wife. This issue of my job. This issue of my car. This issue of my. Start listing everything. It's quite important. Don't say that we went for a program. They were doing a little quadri program. We sat down. There were chairs. There was a chairman. This is not like a little quadri we are talking about. You are only ceremonizing. This is a ceremony. It's not a ceremony. It's a serious thing. The person
like intense meeting with Allah.
Yes, it's an intense meeting, serious meeting with Allah. Huh? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was a time the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam searched Lailatul Qadr within the second
middle 10.
Then he had a dream that look,
the night you're searching.
He's not there.
He's still ahead of you.
He told the companions, don't go anywhere. They said what we are looking for.
He's still ahead.
He's still ahead. So it means that's what negates that it's not within the second second 10. Then it's within the last 10. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I had a dream that I was fortunate to meet that night. And I saw myself prostrating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inside the mud in a rainy night. And it happened that the additional night, which was 21 that time, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that thing happened. And that's why some people will tell you that it's the night of 21. Why some will say it is night of 27? Some will say it is... Actually, the balance of it from scholars is that none of them lied. They said Allah changes this every year. It could be 21 this year. It could be 25 another year. It could be 27 and yet another year. It could be 29. So you don't know the one it will be this year.
SubhanAllah.
So be active. If it's not serious, will Allah send down his angels? It is not a serious night. Angels will descend, inclusive of the archangel, Malakul Jibril. Jibril too will come down. All angels will come. An angel alone, an angel. We have angels with two wings. We have angels with three, four, four. Malakul Jibril has 600 wings.
Allahu Akbar, Gabriel.
600 wings. A single wing of an angel can cover the entire horizon when he releases it. Now imagine the entire angels descending to the earth. How much the earth will be filled with angels just because of this night. And you are there sleeping. You shouldn't be that night.
Or watching
a film. Or you're on TikTok or on Facebook, subhanAllah.
Watching people that are observing the night.
If angels could descend, it's a serious night. And it's a night that will be so tranquil that all creatures of Allah will be tranquil. In fact, scholars said that one of the signs that you will use to observe that, to recognize that it seems it's this night, is that even dogs will not bark.
Subhanallah wa bihamdi.
Even dogs will not bark. They will remain tranquil. Hatta matla'i al-fajr.
Allahu Akbar, Kabir.
Till fajr appears. Everywhere will be so calm. You will see the serenity of that night. You will feel it. Apart from it, you will see that it will be so cool. Not hot. Not the coldness will not be ash. It will be peace all through. Allahu Akbar. Sometimes you have light showers. Or you have rain. That will not be destructive. In fact, the effect of it will continue till morning. They said, when it's the morning and the sunrise will not be so strong.
It won't be intense.
It will not be intense. You will see that there is sun here, but so
weak.
You
won't feel the heat.
You not feel the heat. It's a sign that, last night, I think it was... Scholar said, if you observe that again, quickly run inside. Let me do more. Because the
angels they're just leaving, so the Rale is still there.
As Rale is one leg. So let me quickly
grab what I can.
Grab more.
Alhamdulillah.
May Allah guide us.
Ameen, Ya Rab. So just to reiterate, from the 20th of March.
Exactly.
If you are going into itikaf, you should have assumed position. Exactly. Find your spot in the masjid that you're staying, because that is the first night
from
of the
fajr
intense
of that. Yeah, exactly. On the fajr of that 28th. If you finish your sahur in your house,
pack your bags.
Pack your bags. Go and pray fajr where you want to do your itikaf on that Thursday. So be there. Be set. Because the night, you have work to do. That night of that Thursday,
it's the first of the 10 days that we're looking for.
Look at it now. It will enter Friday.
Allahu Akbar. So the very first of the last 10 is a Friday.
Let me tell you something. I did not say that day will be like Lailatul Qadr. But I want to tell you something that scholar said. That one of the signs that if an odd night coincides with the night of Jum'ah, it's most likely for that year that it is Lailatul Qadr.
Allahu Akbar Kabira. Jama'ah, do not miss the 20th of March.
Quickly take your space at the from Fajr of Thursday. Go and pray Fajr there. And you get set. May Allah guide us.
Allahumma ameen. This question that came from, one of our favorite listeners is about someone that has spent months or even years distant from Allah may feel unworthy of the night of Qadr, because we know the intensity of the night and how merciful Allah is on that night. Is anyone truly beyond redemption? Can someone that has been far away from Allah, can that person, you know, can he still meet up with Allah's grace that night? What steps can the person take immediately and sincerely to...
You are more worthy than any other person.
Allahu Akbar. That's quite comforting.
You are more worthy. Allah wants you. Allah needs you back. Allah is more happy when a servant repents back to Allah, returns back to his origin, which is Allah. Allah is more happy than you finding your animal, someone that has a camel. In our own time, let's use a ride. You have your entire world, your ATM, your MasterCards, your credit cards, everything, your cash, everything, right in that vehicle. You were traveling, you just parked on the road, tried to maybe probably ease yourself or thereabout, and you came back, you couldn't find the car anymore. It was here I parked it.
Right.
It was just here. Right. You started looking around for it. You couldn't. At that point, you lost hope. That, well, I think death should even overtake me here. I think
where
I'm
do I
want done.
To start from?
I'm done. Where do I want to start from? This is my entire world gone. Then, all of a sudden, you just opened your eyes and you saw that car. How happy would you be?
The joy, the intensity.
The joy. How would it be intense in you? The Prophet Allah said, the person he used as example was so happy to the extent that instead of he made mistake in his speech.
No.
Instead of saying, "Oh Allah, you are my Lord, I am your servant," he said, "Oh Allah, I am your Lord, you are my servant."
No, out of joy, excessive joy.
The Prophet Allah said, "Allah is happier than such a man if you come back. Allah is waiting for you." Really waiting for you. Allah told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam directly, specifically, that kulli ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim la taqnatu min rahmatillah. That Muhammad, tell my people that have transgressed limits, they have kojayi, they have done
beyond
the unthinkable. Tell them that la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Do not despise the mercy of Allah. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Allah forgives all sins. Allah is ready to forgive you. Come back. Before it's too late, please come back.
No.
In fact, don't wait till you are alive today, you can hear me, you are fasting, or you've not even been fasting since the beginning of Ramadan. No problem. It's another case to settle.
Start now.
Now, today.
What you have is now.
Now, just now. Just start it.
You've eaten since. Just continue like
start
this.
Start it now. Repent to Allah. Tell Allah, I am sorry. Allah, please, I am sorry. I will not do that again. I've realized that you are my creator. I've realized that you are the only source I have. You are my origin. I'm back to you. Because it's a recompense reconciliation that you need to make.
No.
Come back to your origin. Allah is ready to accept you. Then the Lailatul Qadr, be active, be full of Allah owns you. You belong to Allah.
No.
Allah will not deny you. As long as you are not dead, till you return back to Him, Allah is waiting for you.
No. SubhanAllah, you mentioned something about ceremonizing Lailatul Qadr. I want us to revisit that. And that's because, SubhanAllah, people for all its worth, people misunderstand that night. Some focus only on rituals, others underestimate its significance. What would you say are the biggest mistakes people make in their approach to Lailatul Qadr, and how can we avoid making that mistake to maximize rewards?
We actually make a lot of mistake in this part of the world regarding Lailatul Qadr, sincerely speaking. Number one mistake we make is focusing on a single day, not being active in
all the last 10 days.
All the nights. You know, it's a very big mistake. Very big mistake.
My Alpha said. My mom said.
No. Then, some of us, we just see it as like a ceremony where we just gather, we dance, we do this and that. is quite beyond that.
Mm.
No, it is more of spiritual. Mm. There is no ceremony there. Make it filled up with different forms of ibadat, authentic ibadat, authentic worship.
Like these doors that you are going to share with us now, that you've shared with us, that are going to reshare with us.
She has roped me. Inshallah, I will share. So, be full of ibadat. If you can suspend, in some locations, they suspend their taraweh.
So that they have enough energy coming into.
Pray Isha, let's go home. Like in my masjid, that's what we do. The Quran we've been reading now from the beginning of Ramadan will end
We'll
end that one on the 20th.
On Thursday. And so from
we start another one again.
Yes. From Friday morning.
So we start another one for Lailatul Qadr.
To finish.
So we'll
not
suspend our night gathering Taraweeh. Let's come in the night. In the middle of the night, all of us, let's return.
No.
And now have that rigorous activity. You feel the spirituality.
No.
You feel the effect, the standing. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to stand. If you cannot afford the standing, please sit. Take your chair to the masjid, put it down. You are elderly. You have issues with your leg, no problem. You are not forsaken by Allah. Sit down. Concentrate. You know, you cannot use the chair. Sit on the floor. Don't be left out. Join that chain. And in Ramadan, we have the opportunity to participate in nawafil. That is, activities that are not obligatory. We are allowed to do them in congregation in Ramadan.
No.
Outside Ramadan,
no. That's an extra
in Ramadan,
grace for us.
We are allowed. So, join them. Have that congregational dua, congregational worship together, feel the when you go for Umrah, what else? Yes. Apart from the Umrah, and the itikaf melo jolly is what is happening in Kaaba.
No.
And what do? They stand.
Together.
They stand together. Together, asking Allah for His mercy to descend upon them.
No.
No one does this and regrets it. But it has to be all the entire night.
All the 10 all emphasis. The 10.
You don't need to appoint chairman of Lailatul Qadr. The chairman of our Lailatul Qadr. What is he the one that will carry you to Allah? You don't need it. The chairman too should not feel somehow of himself. You need Allah at that time. Don't let eulogies, don't let praises and everything distract you. Focus on your creator, Mr. Chairman. Focus on Allah. Talk to Allah. You need Allah. It's not about ceremony in any way. It's not about ceremony. Let's, even our children, let's make them know that it's a period. Like this period, children are meant to put school aside. Yes.
Because it's a grooming for them, actually.
Exactly. That's a period that parents too need to focus. You cannot have your attention divided. I want to prepare children for school. No, let them rest for
that
this.
That 10 nights will not.
Let's all be active. This is what we have come to the world to do. And we want to renew our issue. Our fate is to be decided for the next 1 year. And that's why conscious schools, Muslim schools and the likes, you see them,
this is their
you know,
holiday period.
Taking
they
care
rearrange.
Of and ensuring that that period, no, our children too must
take part in the activities
because this is how
Ramadan.
Success can be for them.
No.
They want to be successful in life, then go back to, I'm not the one that created you, I'm only your father. I'm not the one that created you, I'm only your mother. You know, it is Allah that is in charge of everything that has to do with you.
No.
Before I got to know you, Allah knew you before me.
No.
Before I could say that, this is my daughter, this is this thing, I didn't know you. Allah knew you before me.
No.
So it is that Allah we all need to hold on tight to.
No.
We need to teach the children as well.
No, I agree with you totally. And subhanAllah. So for that night, how can we use it to secure a future filled with divine favor, protecting our unshakable faith? I know what you said now about all of us working together, the entirety of the family should be on board doing this together. How, I think I would like us to address those that are more conscious of doing those segregated ceremonial Laylatul Qadr is more like a repetition. I think if you reiterate it, it will help sink in. Some of us grew up like that. Most of our masajids, that's what we knew. A certain date is peaked. Peaked, and that's what it is. But and as a reminder, actually, for more examples of the night, how do you know you've witnessed the night, and how not to waste your time in the night, and how best to utilize your time in that night. If you don't know how to recite the Quran, what do you do? If you are fortunate to live in a neighborhood where, subhanAllah, the imam is a hafiz and he recites that from the Quran, how can you benefit from this? Because you don't even know what to read in the Quran. It's just practical things that can make us benefit that night, subhanAllah. The more, the merrier.
I want to appeal firstly to our women.
No.
Please. In this period, you do a lot of meritorious acts. Because that cooking is highly meritorious.
Okay.
But don't let cooking take over your time.
Help us tell the daddies, not the mommies, because some of the mommies really don't particularly are interested in that cooking.
Well, I will balance it.
Okay.
But at the same time, we know we daddies don't joke with our tummy.
Mm-hmm.
We want to eat. But the woman too should not forget her creator.
Mm.
You can always schedule your cooking. If it is that what we take in sahur for that last 10 nights, there's nothing wrong. If it is that what we take for iftar will be what we take for sahur, we have it in abundance, then during sahur, we just, steam it up and the likes, no waste of time in the kitchen. Or we look for something, if it is different meals, in the night, after that Isha, quickly put up something. So that you will be free
to enjoy the full tahajjud hours.
Exactly.
Hmm.
Don't let that take up your entire time, because you also need Allah. You need Allah. Regarding reciting the Quran, like we said, we have the opportunity of coming together. So those that cannot recite the Quran, abshiru, take these glad tidings. Be comfortable. Go to those that can read the Quran, your imam in the masjid. Look for that imam in that your locality that recites, leads salah with the Quran. I mean lengthy recitation, not just using Qul Allah or thereabout during this time. No. So join him. As you join him, you are behind him. You don't need to read yours again. The recitation has covered you. The recitation has covered you. If you are in a locality where, well, it's a new location, nobody to identify with and everything, and you cannot go for itikaf, then start something in your house. If it is that you go and bring one malam, if your husband cannot read it, or you don't have a son that can read it, but please start working on how your children too can be able to read.
No.
Huh? Employ a malam. Our mother Aisha, radiallahu anha, used to have somebody that would lead her in salah, even though she knew the Quran. But she will have somebody that will lead her in salah. She will pray behind that person during this period. It's not a joke.
Hmm.
Bring that malam for that period. You don't have anywhere to go for thereabout, and you want to enjoy it, maximize it, let him come and lead you. Then, where there is this way, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam observes it. After every four, you rest. After every four, that's why it's called Taraweeh.
No.
Prayer you make and rest in between. The first two, if it is, there are different ways of doing it. Two, 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 two. It could be four, 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 and the likes. Different ways. But after the fourth one, you rest.
That's after two tashahud now. That's
yes, two tashahud. Teslims.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, two teslims. That if you use two, two.
No.
And it could take four at once.
Mm.
And now do teslim at the fourth instead of her. So whichever one, on the fourth rakasha, he will
take
stop.
A break.
He will take a break. That break, my brother, my sister, is not for you to quickly check
it's
what's
dua.
Going on.
It's dualist.
Dualist.
Put
thank
your
you.
Dualist across.
Don't check what's going on Facebook. You know, now, don't check what's going on WhatsApp. Leave WhatsApp. Leave those ones. Carry your dualist. Yeah, open. Kiloku. start presenting. That period that Imam will rest and everybody's resting.
Because he's not resting, he's also doing his own presentation.
Exactly, to Allah. So we have time for general presentation. We have even time for individual presentation. So he will do that again, repeat that after the next four again. You rest. Then he will now have a time that he will present on behalf of everybody. The request of everybody, he will present it. The imam will present everything, the summary. He will present to Allah during your kunut. That's in the last rakah, the witr. He will present it to Allah. Everybody will stand and say Ameen. He will be crying, you too will be crying. We have periods that we'll use for individual presentation. We have periods that we use for, you know, together, the joint group presentation. So what else? And even if you finish that one, Imam finishes. Please, no gist. Quickly rush home. Ontoku, that thing that is still remaining in that your dualism that you've not presented, quickly present. Do this every day. You'll be marveled at the outcome.
And we're almost out of time, but I want to bring this question. Some people feel spiritual numbness. They feel, I mean, I've had instances where in Salah, actually doing the Tahajjud in Laylatul Qadr research, and people are crying, and someone said, well, what's making everybody cry? Why are they crying? I don't feel anything. If somebody is like that and yearning to also cry as they are crying, what would you say is the disconnect for that person? How can they correct that wiring problem?
It's really a wiring problem. It's really a wiring problem, and we need to rectify the electrical, fault. And the electrical fault, there's something we call troubleshooting in our
IT world.
So when we do troubleshooting, trying to determine where the problem lies. So one of the ways we troubleshoot this is, look, where exactly did I get disconnected? You know, something must have been wrong with my spirituality for a while. Then, like I said, have you been intentional about preparation for Ramadan even before Ramadan?
No.
Then what has been your activity since the beginning of Ramadan till now? Some people have not prayed Taraweeh till now.
True.
A single one.
True.
As I was, I finished the first schedule for the day. On my way down here, I branched somewhere just briefly. I was asking a worker. I said, I hope you are fasting. He said, I didn't fast today. Why? A Muslim. He said, this work is very
intense. I heard that yesterday too from a colleague saying, oh, he broke his fast at 12 because work was too intense.
Imagine. So how would such a person not feel disconnected? Do you get it? So you need to look at it. How have I been spending my period? And you need to start it now, actually. Don't wait till then that you feel, I'm not feeling
first
anything.
First day seems far. It's not far. It's actually it's around close. The corner. It's so about, we are this here is when to get into the mood.
So start start the troubleshooting process now. I've not been active actually spiritually. I've been sleeping all night. They only wake me for food. I just wake up with one eye open, one where is it? You just pour it, boom, you go back. You've not even been praying Salah in Ramadan. There's no way there'll be no disconnect.
No.
There'll be disconnect. May Allah guide us.
Ameen, Ya Rabbi. Jazakum Allah khairan. We are out of time, and this is where I would like to draw the curtain on today's show. I apologize if you try to call in and we didn't take your calls. I sincerely apologize for that. Inshallah, Allah, you have opportunity next week when we come your way again with another beautiful package of Everyday Muslim here on WFM 91.7. But you can catch up on all of our past episodes on our page, MPAC, www.mpac-ng.org. All of our previous episodes are there. Jazakumullah khairan. I leave you with Maher Zain. We'll see you next week, inshallah. Masalam.
I know how it feels to lose everything, everything. When I
Look around yourself, can't you see this one?